The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm not sure if this is a quarantine or just some kind of weird sex show. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Tim, Gabe, and Doyle.
I said it's definitely not the only time I've masturbated while we record.
And that was caught at the beginning of this episode. Hello, everybody.
Welcome to episode 192 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Juan. I'm Fab.
God damn it.
Who's Doyle?
Is also here.
Doyle.
Fuck. Oh man.
Cling not being to able you to bitches.
Oh, here we go.
Dink. I waited. That was like a pause, so I figured it was me and then Juan.
I know. I don't know why Juan paused so much. He's drinking quarantinis and I'm sipping down Kool-Aid.
Sipping out gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
What?
Speaking of rap music, today we're going to be talking about a film that is
with has black people in it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I'm waiting for it. Oh, no. All right, we went there.
I'm kidding. No, so we're going to be talking about the Disney film. Remember that you're welcome, Doyle. I was in there for you while you were munching on a taco, which sounds oddly sexual.
This is the weirdly sexual quarantine episode. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about
ASMR it a little bit. Take a bite out of that taco right now. Nothing.
Wow, that was
no. It sounded. I heard it. It sounded like. Moist. It was gross.
Well, it's a fish taco. So,
oh, that's even worse.
Jesus.
Yeah, munch on that fish taco, baby. Remember the Titans. All right.
Released in 2000, starring Denzel Washington.
Wow, 20 years ago.
I know, right?
Really was starring racism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a key player in this fucking movie.
Like... So, interesting fact, my wife's brother went to high school at this high school.
He's racist. Oh. All right, keep going.
What the frick is Doyle doing?
He's eating a taco, I guess.
I was crunching up the bag left over from the taco. I'm done now. I'm done eating tacos.
I'm done now.
It's hot.
Are you sure?
Remember the Titans and go.
Does Mel know she's related to racists?
Yeah, she does for sure.
Oh shit,
she's white, so I'm assuming.
I mean, aren't we all though?
Aren't we all white on the inside?
I remember hearing from somebody at one point that like one of my like great uncles was actually like a grand dragon or some crazy shit.
Probably. Nice.
Maybe not something you want to tell everybody.
It ain't me, motherfucker.
Hey, you're a grand dragon by lineage.
I mean, according to Doyle, I'm white, so therefore I am racist on some level.
No, you're not racist because you're white. You just have racist people in your lineage.
Oh, well, no shit.
Because...
Remember the Titans. All right.
Doyle sounds like fucking Darth Vader, like right now, with his like not great phone connection and the heavy breathing. So obviously this movie.
What?
I just put on my headphones, so I was making sure you can still hear me.
Doyle can't see us, so he's just constantly interrupting by accident.
Why do you sound worse with your headphones on? That's what I want to know.
No, it's good. You're fine. Leave them on.
He sounds super far away with them on.
I'm in the
Remember the Titans, directed by Boaz Yakin. I know I'm butchering that.
Yoaz Yekin?
Released September 29th, 2000.
His mom had-
this movie was a big deal when it came out. Like, this movie was like a blockbuster when it came out. Do you guys remember that?
No.
I do. I remember my dad going to see it twice. Like, once with, like, my brother and I, and then again with, like, his, like, friends. That was, like, probably the only time my dad's ever done that.
I definitely saw this movie with my dad. He definitely cried during it, which was funny to me at the time.
it was just dad. Like, my dad, what a pussy.
Wow, he does sound really far away with his headphones on.
Is that better?
Yes, way better.
Way better.
I was like, I think I definitely tear up every time they do that Gettysburg run. I'm like, shit.
Oh, me too.
That's definitely that moment, and then the moment where they're talking with the guy who got in the car accident, like in the hospital, like right before they go play the game, is like a total tearjerker moment too.
So I just, like, Gabe, do you want to run down the movie? I mean, I'm sure everybody's seen it, but we should probably run down these movies before we just jump into talking about them. Gabe? Uh-oh. I lost the network. Oh, shit. I lost you guys. Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
You. All right.
We were all talking the whole time.
Well, repeat what you just said for the last 10 seconds.
I was just talking shit about you.
Tim wondered if we were recording. I was like, definitely not.
You froze for all of us, and it was hilarious. Because you were just like this.
Because it was like, so Gabe, and I wasn't looking at the screen, so I was like, all right.
So Gabe. So Gabe.
You were about to ask a question.
Yes. Do you want to run down?
Long-winded.
Do you want to run down the movie since we haven't done that yet? I'm sure everybody's seen it, but we should probably run it down before we start talking about it.
Okay, so T.C. Williams High School in Alexandria, Virginia is about to be integrated. So before the school year starts, they bring in a black coach played by Denzel Washington, who takes over as head coach of the football team. Basically the first third of the movie is their 2 week training camp before the school year, where they kind of break down all their defenses and become friends. And then like the probably last two thirds of the movie is the story of their 13-0 football season where they won the state championship. So, but it's mostly a movie about people of different races becoming friends because they actually take 2 seconds to get to know each other instead of just being like, wow, I hate black folks, or wow, I hate white folks.
It had been a while since I'd seen this film, and the scene where he partners them up, he's like, each of you is going to be with somebody not of your color. And I was like, oh, there's one way to fucking do it.
Right.
Yeah. Good luck. You can continue being a racist prick, or you can fucking deal with it.
Right.
This movie is really about one guy's life that he just gets shit on every time. It's like, what's the main white character's name that, like, actually unites the team?
Bertier?
He's the defensive, like, tackle. Yeah, Bertier's like, he gets them together.
He's a linebacker,
he gets paralyzed. By the way. Oh, linebacker. He gets paralyzed, and at the end of the movie, he also dies before everyone else. It's like, damn, this dude just gets fucked up.
You know, Doyle, when you think of it that way, yeah, that is really fucked up.
So we need to come together, yeah, guys.
We all need to come together.
Paralyzed,
we all need to just cough into each other's faces. It's the closest we'll ever have been. No?
Oh,
Juan's having a stroke.
Why is Juan in like soft focus now?
Yeah, you look like you're taking glamour shots by Deb. What's going on here?
Sorry, that was too good.
I'm gonna try and screen grab this. How do I do that?
I don't know.
Oh god,
there's a lot of shit going on right now though. I see Hannah.
I'm eating dinner.
I'm about to be eating dinner. Oh, Gabe just froze. Oh, there he is again.
You know what I just noticed about us?
What?
Three of us have wiry and very inconsistent facial hair, while Gabe has just like a super thick beard.
I definitely have a very large and intense beard.
I try not to keep, the only thing I try to keep is my beard. Usually, I try to shave everything else.
Because he's got all that testosterone and his big old man balls.
Both on his face and in his face.
Oh, I thought Tim was gone for a second there. So what do we think of this movie?
I fucking love this movie. I chose this movie and I love it. And it's hard not to cry when Bertier gets fucking demolished by a car and then he dies by a drunk driver. It's a good movie. It's just about, you know, people coming together and essentially being people who hated each other to being people who family to being close to each other. I don't know what Doyle's doing.
Like, I remember I watched the movie with Alicia and Kenny, and Kenny was like, "Wow, that little girl's racist too." I was like, "Don't worry about it. She'll get over it. She's young. There's still time."
Was she racist though?
She's only
one. At the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a tinge of racism.
Should we let Doyle talk?
It was an era of racism, and then it went away.
So the most interesting thing, I watched it today, and I ended up having to pause it to explain some of the basics of football to Mel, because like they kept talking about different things, and she was just like, I don't know what that is, and so I was like, okay. Here we go. And I think the specific thing was he keeps going, "You're going to blitz all night. You're going to blitz until they can't take it no more," or whatever. And she's like, "What's a blitz?" I was like, okay, pause, explain.
That's probably my favorite if it's not my favorite, it's one of my favorite parts of the whole movie, where he realizes that this is his time to either go with the racist white people or actually embrace something that he could tell is changing over a little bit of time, and having the balls to stand up even though he's going to lose his Hall of Fame ring is cool. You know, it's a good time for him to say, "I don't give a fuck if I go to the papers and I go down with you guys." You know, that's probably the biggest turning point in the movie for me.
Titus! I know all about it, Titus.
What are you talking about, Bill?
You call this game fair, or I'll go to the papers. I don't care if I go down with you. But before God, I swear I'll see every last one of you thrown in jail.
Will you dig your own grave?
Defense! On me! Forget about him! Alan! You're it!
All right. Now, I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
It is a really cool moment. I agree.
There's no movie about some guy that got inducted to the Hall of Fame or whatever. There's a movie about him. Like, nobody makes movies about inducting people. No. Or
especially to the Virginia High School Football Hall of Fame. Like, you know.
Yeah. No, we didn't make a movie about that. So fuck those people.
There is a movie about inducing people.
Well, there's a lot of movies about that. They call it porn.
Casting coach.
If they're doing inducing in your porn, you're watching really weird porn.
It feels a little bit like Judgment.
Don't be Notice so judgy, that's not a Gabe. Denial.
I know.
Uh-oh. Tim is triggered.
Everybody's eating, and I feel like my dinner's not ready until I'm done here, until I go make it.
Have your wife make it.
Yeah, that's because your wife doesn't do her job.
Oh, wow.
Damn it, Doyle.
Come on. It's not that hard for her to put a hot pocket in the microwave and put it for 3 minutes. Come on. Tim doesn't have a microwave? Oh.
No, that's me. I'm eating dinner. I'm fine.
Yeah, like, I brought up groceries because Mel asked me to one time, and my dumbass bought fucking microwavable popcorn for him. What did you guys end up doing with that?
I took it to work.
Oh, all right.
I have a microwave.
Does Mel ever baby, can you bring me home some of that
popcorn? You guys don't want...
No.
Why don't you have a microwave? Is it like a choice or just a don't really use it?
I don't like how it makes food taste, so...
Okay.
But Gabe, it's like the best way to cook a steak, so...
I will fucking...
I mean, generally what I do is I just take my steak and I put it on like a paper plate and then I, you know, microwave it for like 10 minutes or something.
Let's be fair. Your steak ain't fitting on a paper plate.
No, I could probably put it on a napkin or something.
I feel like if you were next to me, I'd hit you. But because you're like there.
Ow, my eye.
I feel like you are 110% correct.
You're about 70 something miles from us.
I know, right?
I feel like this is the sports equivalent of The Matrix. Like, nobody dislikes this movie except for one dislikes The Matrix. But
I don't dislike The Matrix.
I thought you did for some reason.
No,
he just likes the second one better somehow.
That is false.
Well, I still stand by. I don't think anyone dislikes this movie, Remember the Titans. I've never met anybody who does.
It would be like a weird movie to hate, just in general.
I feel like if you hate this movie, it says something very distinct about who you are. you're like, I hate that movie where those white folk and those black folk work together to do something good. Fuck or, that shit.
That's not making America great again.
Or you know Denzel like personally, and he was like a dick to you. Those are the only
people. Oh, that's that goddamn Denzel making Oscar award winning movies for Disney. Fuck him.
Some guy he went to high school with. Shitting like, on my fuck
lawn.
That guy.
His dog keeps shitting on my lawn.
I don't know if anybody hates Denzel Washington either.
I don't know that either. But
I mean, I'm sure
somebody has to.
There's got to be one guy out there that's like. Fucking Denzel Washington always gets the role I want, or Tim's, he bought the house I wanted, or
Tim's great grandfather.
Yeah. What's my great grandfather? Was some uncle.
Yeah, like you said, your dad.
Yeah, like I said, it was me.
Yeah.
You guys thought it was Doyle this whole time. You were all dead wrong.
Is there another black actor at his age that like fits the same kind of roles that he normally gets? I don't know if there is.
I would in his prime, I would have said Cuba Gooding Jr., but not really anymore.
Cuba like all of a sudden just fell. I think it's because he made that stupid Snow Dog movie.
No, he's
and in. Like, get to the back of the bus, Cuba.
He's in trouble. He's in trouble.
Will Smith.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is in trouble for groping women.
Ah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That'll do it.
That sucks.
He's had a few women come out and accuse him.
What about Will Smith? I feel like Will Smith is like right around the same age as Denzel Washington. And he definitely can do those kind of roles.
Definitely can. He plays younger in my brain, but they are probably pretty close, I bet.
And I think that's just like the way, like, this sounds crazy, but like Denzel's like face, I feel like is shaped more to lend itself to like an older style of role, where Will Smith has kind of a more oval face. So he tends to look younger, I think.
Well, black I think don't crack.
Has
Gabe.
A baby face. Sure.
Jesus Christ.
Denzel's like a man and Will Smith's like a young man.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, I can see that. Even though they're probably the same age or close.
Yeah.
Probably, but like, what was that movie where Denzel made where he was like that badass cop? I always forget the name of it. Where he was like, King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Oh, Training Day?
I
think it's Training Day.
Because I feel like that's one of his like biggest roles, in my opinion, Denzel's.
Absolutely.
I don't know that Will Smith could have done that.
Dude, he did do that. It's called Bright.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Oh, come on. Nobody's even going to laugh at that.
No. I'm like waiting for everybody else's response before I'm like, aha.
I thought you were.
I actually liked Bright, though.
So
that's
did I.
My problem. I'm like, wait, is he talking shit or is he making a joke?
I love Bright.
I like Bright, too. Now that you said it, the storylines are very similar.
They are incredibly similar, minus magic.
Wait, magic's not real?
I didn't say that.
Like, you trolls ain't got nothing on me.
What about, I can't ever remember his name, but Morpheus. He's also like leader of the homeless people in John Wick.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. God damn, I can never remember his name.
That's a good shout, yeah.
Yeah, I think Fishburne and him are pretty similar.
What about what about
are we just talking about prominent black actors?
Yeah, no, pretty
that, like,
much
that age and like serious black actors, because there's like, you know, a little bit difference.
What about
you have the voice of God, whose name I can't remember now.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
I feel like Morgan Freeman's like older man, whereas Denzel Washington's like a man,
like middle aged.
Like, what about Morgan Freeman's been old looking for a long time though. Like, even in his first movie, if you look up screen stills of his very first film.
That guy hit puberty and turned 80, bro. That's cool.
Eddie Murphy's another good one who just came kind of back to life.
Yeah, he's like the comedian.
Right.
What about Forrest Whitaker?
Pre-eye or post-eye?
Just in general.
I don't think it was ever a pre-eye, dude. I think we've been post-eye forever on that dude.
That dude's been looking in multiple directions his whole life, bro.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking hell, dude.
Oh, shit.
I'd say probably my favorite Forrest Whitaker movie is Southpaw with Jake Gyllenhaal. That movie's great.
I don't know. I kind of have a soft spot in my heart for Ghost Dog.
Dislike that. I don't know. I think I dislike Southpaw because that is not a boxing movie. It roped me in with the idea of it being a boxing movie.
Would you say it gave you the old rope-a-dope?
Yeah. It's like, this is a boxing movie, and you show up and like, this is just a really sad guy's life.
I don't know. I lean pretty much towards Bloodsport.
Forrest Whitaker's in Bloodsport?
Yes.
No.
He's one of the cops.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Maybe that's what you got.
It's been a while since I've seen Bloodsport, apparently.
You got Van Damme Roundhouse and the one house never came back.
Oh my god, stop barking at every fucking car that goes by.
Oh, that's funny. Van Damme just fucking kicked his eye one way.
Roundhouse him in the face, the left eye never recovered.
All right, Doyle.
This is going to sound ignorant, but I am genuinely curious. Does the lazy eye, the lazy eye points slightly off, are you actually seeing things slightly off or no?
You probably are.
Depends on how bad it is from the way I understand it.
I mean, I would assume you are because your eye is pointing a different direction.
That's what I would assume too, but I wasn't sure.
The crazy thing is you can get that fixed now, and he just chooses not to.
Well, that's like part of his thing now, though.
Yeah.
I would want part of my thing to be able to see straight.
I think it would come off as, like, pretentious if he fixed his eye. You know what I'm saying? He got famous in spite of the eye.
So what you're telling me is he's got 20/20 vision in a 90-degree angle.
That's what I think.
Maybe his brain compensates for it in some weird way, kind of like how we never see our nose, even though we do.
I bet it does. I bet you're right. After so many years of having it like that.
He's like a gecko, dude. He just has wider vision than we do.
Oh, man.
Gabe's being so quiet. He's like, you are all joining me in hell.
For sure. For sure.
So remember the Titans.
So Doyle.
Remember the Titans is good.
Starting with Doyle. Doyle, shut the fuck up. Stop talking over everybody. All right.
Because he's been doing it the whole time.
I talked about
the last episode. I'm sorry. I'll mic mute for a little bit so Gabe can finish.
You guys are laughing over my time.
Oh my god, your timing sucks today.
Oh man,
it's amazing.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, Doyle, think of Remember the Titans.
Oh shit.
Obviously, I like it. I think I'm like gonna. Oh, man, it is probably like a 9 out of 10 movie. Like, I mean, there's not much wrong with it. It's good.
It's, they even, you know, they even accept the possibly gay guy. They accept everybody. 100% gay. So, I mean, yeah, 9 out of 10, 2 thumbs up, 1 penis semi-soft.
Ooh.
That doesn't Dang. Sound very good.
Urgent.
Yeah, it's always semi-soft. Yeah, I don't know. It's ready to go.
That's true. You don't want it to be hard for longer than 4 hours.
I mean, so like, if it's semi-soft, does that mean it's also semi-hard, though?
Yeah. I'm just a pessimist.
So you're just at, like, kind of, like, all day? Okay.
Pretty much. Dick's, like, looking for some action, but I'm like, nah. Semi-soft.
All right. Tim, what'd you think of Remember the Titans?
Thought it was good.
It's good.
No, I thought it was a really good movie. Kind of took me back to when I saw it first time with my dad. So a lot of nostalgia behind that film. And then watching it, you know, again with my new family felt good.
Nice. I like that. How Kenny, about you? Go ahead.
Kenny at the beginning of the film, he's like, is this a movie where the quarterback tries to fuck everybody? I was like, I don't remember that happening, bud.
Is that Varsity Blues?
Maybe. And then the kiss.
Hi, Alicia. Sunday.
They say hi to you. They saw you.
We saw your back.
Hi, yo.
She says, hi, yo. She's so awkward.
Thank you.
I love you, baby. Thank you for
being so, here. You're so awkward. Thanks. Thanks, Tim.
Who's up? Who's up, me?
Make him a bowl of cereal.
Go make him a bowl of cereal.
She brought him pizza, Joel. You can't see. You can't see it. She brought him pizza.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's delicious. Anyway, love the movie. Right. Good pick one.
This is my favorite sports movie, I think, of all time. Wow. I fucking love this movie. It's got... You know, I mean, it's even got a little bit of action because you get to watch them play football, but that's probably the least amount of stuff, but it's got emotion, it's got great characters, and it's got a cool story. It's just a great sports movie.
The only part of this movie that I don't like, and it's not my turn, but I should remember it, is when he runs to the sideline and points at the other coach, and the other coach actually looks, like, scared for some reason. It's like, no. It's like, it's just a game, bro.
Hey, we're learning now that our elderly need a little bit of care, so he just knew that back then, too.
He's all, I'm watching out for you. I am maintaining 6 feet of distance by pointing at you, making sure we don't touch.
I'm a little upset that this movie beat Basketball for Juan's best sports movie of all time.
That is an awful good movie. You can
dodge a ball.
I mean, I think I'm going to make Bloodsport a better sports movie than this one.
Do you think that that's a sports movie?
It's called Bloodsport.
It's got sport in the name.
I feel like by definition, it's a fucking sports movie.
I don't know. I guess I never considered it like that, like a football, basketball, that kind of a sports movie. But I guess you're right.
Man, it's got a coach. It's got a partner.
He overcomes the racism to become a like ninja.
It's true. It's like the white and white people and Asian people version of Remember the Titans with martial arts.
So there's only one Titan.
Same thing.
I thought you were going to call Tim the White Devil again.
Be quiet, Georgia.
White Devil.
Don't call me that.
I can't help but notice that you referred to me as White Devil. This is how they...
Oh man,
I think Doyle's up.
I think it is. Well, I haven't said if I like Remember the
Titans. That's right. I'm sorry.
I liked it.
So unenthusiastic.
No, seriously though, I give it a thumbs up. I'm with Juan. This is one of my favorite sports movies. I think the only sports movie I like more than this is Major League because I love baseball, funny. And that movie is fucking funny as shit. Like, even if you don't like baseball,
even the second one is good.
It is, like, remarkably good.
And that's but, rare. The first one, but it is good.
But I was
reminded me of Down Periscope, but it's nothing to do with sports movies.
Yeah, that's not a sports movie, bro. It's just a funny movie, though. But yes, I give this a thumbs up. I love this movie. What are you going to make us watch next, Doyle?
Battlefield. Yeah, I didn't know it was Battlefield Earth.
Shut the fuck up with that. Nobody wants to watch that movie.
That's coming on a special. It's just the timing has to be right for that one. It's like James going to piss me off one day and say, Battlefield Earth, bitch.
Or it'll just crush dreams. Like, we'll watch some amazing, fantastic piece of cinema. And then Doyle will just crush the moment.
I hate it.
Be like, Battlefield Earth. I just won't watch it and tell you how much I hate it again.
What are we watching, Doyle? The pressure's on.
I gotta think.
These El Cielo tamales are fabulous.
They sound good.
Oh, you guys remember martial arts movie called Best of the Best, I think?
Fuck yes. I rented that shit on VHS probably like 200 times.
Let's go with that. That just popped into my head.
The Best of the Best?
Best of the Best is a fucking awesome movie. What's that? Mel's like, what's Best of the Best? It's like a karate competition movie.
89.
I've seen this movie.
It's like 1989. America versus South Korea?
I think, yeah. And I think they do, it's either karate or like kempo or something weird.
Oh, you know what we're going to watch at some point is No Retreat, No Surrender.
I love that movie too.
No Surrender. Laid down one of Van Damme's first roles. Very good.
So
1989.
The Best of the Best.
Yeah.
Best of-
cool.
It was that or Wayne's World, which I would love to do Wayne's World eventually, too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I love that movie as well.
I watched Wayne's World 2 the other night. So good.
So did I love the fucking fight scene with her dad.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, with that said, I think this is going to be wrapping up another episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I get to look at Tim and Juan masticating. It's fucking amazing. Find out more about us by going to TOTLB.com. I can't fucking do that. If you'd like to support the show, find us at patreon.com/TOTLB. Give us a subscribe. We're going to have some new content coming up, which we will probably talk about in our live fan interaction episode coming up soon. Also, you can give us a call on 970-573-6148, the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May Michael Kirk rest in peace, because clearly he died of the coronavirus, right? Right.
I haven't heard that in a little while.
But also, no Patreon supporter of ours has ever gotten the coronavirus. It's just a little hint.
Just saying.
This show can keep you... Just kidding. I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Yeah, don't say that.
I don't want to do that to Juan.
That's probably a good way to get us shut down.
I don't have them all at my fingertips, but I did want to thank Mero. We found out that she is the... or was the girlfriend of Haas. That was a cool little throwback to a guy who I know that me and Gabe knew him. I'm assuming Tim knew him, but I don't know. And he passed away. He passed away not too long ago. And so that was a cool little. She said that was kind of in memory of him. So I thought that was really cool.
Nice. He's a good guy.
He was a great guy. He was funny.
I assume wherever he's at now, he's still busy being a great guy and funny as fuck. So.
He's telling the devil jokes.
Pretty much, yeah. Devil's like, I'm going to piss myself if you don't leave me alone, man. Oh, man. Well, with that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle. Oh, God.
I'm Juan.
Doyle.
This has been another wonderful episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We will talk to you very soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.